is IMO with Tom Jackson. It's the news, but not as you know it.
It is indeed. This is IMO, which of course stands for In My Opinion. It's where I take news stories from all across the interwebnets, put it on a piece of paper and share it with you, because I want to know what you think. I really do. And today, we've got a bit of a weird one, if I'm honest. Today's top story, it's all about paper straws, the most entertaining of topics, paper straws, I say. And it's all because it's been revealed that paper straws that were introduced by fast food giant McDonald's aren't actually recyclable, despite replacing plastic straws that were able to be recycled in the first place. It's one of those stories that melts your mind. We'll be explaining how on earth that statement is true in just a moment. We'll be talking all about that, how people were complaining about soggy straws. I just want to see how many times I can say straw within the space of 5 minutes. I've also got a pointless poll on the way. It's where I poll the audience on a pointless topic, of course. This week, it's all about the Undercliff Drive. We're going to be talking about the recent plans to reopen the road, to clear the landslip that closed it in 2014, as well as the response of a Ventnor councillor who has maybe come out maybe saying that might not be a good idea. Maybe the money could be better used elsewhere. We'll be talking about that later in the show. I've also got a tune of the week from Martin Garrix. It's a great summer banger featuring Macklemore and Patrick Stump, who I believe is from Fallout Boy, no less. So, with all the things I'm talking about today, I want to know what you think. It's very important. I want to know. And you can let me know, of course, in a number of ways. Primarily, of course, it is through social media. You can let me know what you're thinking on today's top story on Twitter and Facebook. I'll be making posts just after I go through the story live on air, and it will stay pinned to our profiles for the duration of the show. And I'll be checking back to see what you guys are thinking and sharing some of my favourite responses later in the show. So social media is the place to go for that. I'm also taking emails as well. The address for that is studio@vectisradio.fm. That is studio@vectisradio.fm. Now, without further ado, let's get into today's top story, all about paper straws, plastic straws, soggy straws, you know, straws in three ways, I guess. So let's get into that. And what on earth is it all about? So, welcome to part one of IMO. Now, the top story today is quite a weird one, I would say. I would say it is a weird one. It's quite weird, let's say. So, it's all about paper straws. It's been revealed that paper straws introduced by the fast food giant McDonald's aren't actually recyclable, despite replacing plastic straws that were recycled anyway. And it was all introduced to replace these plastic straws, these paper ones, as part of a green drive to do good for the environment. So it all seems a bit bizarre. It's a bit of a strange question. It's a bit of a strange story. So let's take it back to the beginning. So the company made this switch in autumn last year. To kind of, as part of a push, there was a lot of stuff going on then about single-use plastics. Everybody was trying to clamp down on carrier bags, straws, things that you use once and then chuck in the bin because they take forever to decompose, which is a good thing. That is a good thing. But with these paper straws, of course, you can't please everyone. There was a lot of criticism from McDonald's customer base saying that their straws went mushy basically instantly, and they kept disintegrating before people finished their drinks, which I can imagine is rather annoying. It hasn't happened to me yet, but I would be understandably annoyed if that was the case, because you don't want to have like papier-mâché instead of lovely milkshake or whatever that you're having. So when they received all of this backlash, McDonald's strengthened their straws. However, the problem now is that by strengthening these straws, it now means that they can't be recycled. And that seems bizarre. It does sound like, if you're hearing it for the first time and don't know the context, that they've put something in that is not actually recyclable. But that isn't the case. They have clarified that the materials themselves used to make the straws are recyclable. The problem is that they made them thicker, which means that they can't be processed at recycling plants. And, oh, man, really? Oh, man. It comes down to this. It seems like an anticlimax, but it's kind of a problem that is kind of indicative of just not quite taking it seriously. Because if you want to recycle stuff, you need to be able to recycle stuff. I know that sounds like a ridiculous statement, but if you want to recycle things, you need to have the equipment to recycle everything. We need to just build the equipment to recycle everything. And if you get a slightly larger straw, it doesn't work. That seems, it seems like it shouldn't be a problem, but apparently it is. And that's the reason why, for the time being at least, they are working to fix this problem, that paper straws, the solution to the environmentally damaging plastic straws, can't be recycled for the time being, at least. It blows my mind that we're living in an age where this is a problem, where the thickness of a straw determines whether it's recyclable or not. Really, it's made of the right stuff. I don't understand. Why? But as I said, they've said they're working on a solution to hope and hope to make them recyclable again in the future, but that's one side of it. The other side, I was thinking, it does seem quite petty for people to complain about soggy straws. The lids that they put on drinks that you get there, you can take them off. You can take them off. Use your mouth. It's been there since you were born. Surely that's a better solution than kind of looking for particularly the right straw. I know that there are some exceptions where there are specific reasons why people use straws, and that's completely valid and completely fine. But the majority of people don't have any particular need to use or not to use a straw. So just don't. Surely? That's my view anyway. Just don't use the straw. Maybe? Or am I talking rubbish? I don't know. But that's a separate debate, really. You can let me know what you're thinking on the great straw debate. Should people really just be that fussed about a mushy straw? But secondly, this whole thing, it kind of made me think about whether we should really be rushing to applaud big companies when they jump on social issues. So, for example, the switch to plastic straws and then from plastic straws to paper straws, and now suddenly they're not recyclable. And it makes you think about the sincerity of when people do this. So that's the two-part questions that I'm asking today is, one, do you think people should be that concerned about mushy straws? Should they just use their mouths? And secondly, does this kind of promise to be more eco-friendly and then suddenly backtrack on that because some people have said the straw's gone mushy and they made it thicker and now it's not recyclable? If that kind of flip-flop makes you question the sincerity of big companies when they get involved on various campaigns and stuff, because it does make you think a bit whether they're doing it to just kind of get people to buy their product because they're supporting the issue, or is it a genuine, sincere move to support the issue? I don't know. And I want to know what you think. You can let me know, of course, in all the usual ways. Through Twitter and Facebook is the main way to do that. At Vectis Radio is the handle. Just search for us and you should be able to find us. And, of course, I am taking emails as well today. The address for that is studio@vectisradio.fm. That is studio@vectisradio.fm. Now, I will be back with my Tune of the Week in just a moment, but first, a word from our sponsors.
This is IMO with Tom Jackson. It's the news, but not as you know it.
Now, of course, as there was no pointless poll last week, because I wasn't even here, so I didn't do one. Well, shall we get straight into this week's pointless poll then? It's all about the Undercliff Drive. Yes, it is. It's all about the Undercliff Drive this week, and It's all about one specific reaction that I found rather interesting. Ventnor West councillor, Councillor Gary Peace, has spoken against the Isle of Wight Council's plans to reopen the notorious Undercliff Drive in Ventnor. And the road itself, to give a bit of context, has been closed since 2014 after a major landslip, and pedestrian access was only reinstated in 2016, so quite a few years later. Now, the estimated costs are between 1 and 2 million, as well as the additional costs for a survey into the ground stability and all that. And so, Councillor Peace highlighted the fact that it wouldn't be a permanent fix because you can't just stop the ground moving, and suggested that the money was better allocated elsewhere, considering that there have been cuts across the board in various elements of what the council do. And so, the other routes of Ventnor have served the community well since 2014. The question I want to know is, do you want to see the Undercliff Drive reopened, or would you rather see the money spent elsewhere? The poll, it will be going up on our social media feeds on Facebook and Twitter, and it will stay there for the entire week, I say the entire week, and I will be announcing the results in next week's show, so you can take your time over this one, have a little bit of a ponder whether you'd rather see the Undercliff open again to traffic, or the money that could be spent to clear all of that landslip, stabilise the ground, spent elsewhere on other things. It's a very interesting one and quite a contentious issue on the island, so I'm looking forward to hearing what you all think. Now let's listen to a bit of Dorothy Moore with Misty Blue. We will be back after this with the second half of IMO. Get your responses in on today's top story. It's pinned to both our Facebook and Twitter pages. See you in a bit.
This is IMO with Tom Jackson. It's the news, but not as you know it.
It is indeed. Welcome back to part two of IMO. Now, in the first half, we were talking about our top story, which was all about paper straws. We were talking about McDonald's paper straws not actually being recyclable after they increased the size. They made them thicker because people were complaining about them going mushy in their drink. I know that them going mushy in their drink is rather annoying, but surely there are bigger fish to fry than that. Let's have a look at some of the people who've got in touch. We can see Jenny Hicks, thank you for getting in touch on Twitter, saying, kind of backing the idea that I was suggesting, that maybe people should just use their mouths, saying plastic fantastic is extinct. Species matter, packaging is no more, go shop local sustainable. And yeah, you're right, really. I agree with you, really, there. Again, calling on the saying that the island needs to be conserved, especially on the island. We have a wonderful habitat here and a wonderful kind of natural landscapes. And it's like the Needles, Freshwater Bay, and all the other places. All of those amazing places on the island, amazing environments that we are slowly eating away at by doing all of these things that are just going to slowly just, we're just going to end up swimming through your old bottle tops. And really, paper straws that aren't recyclable defeats the point of having paper straws. And it really does. It really confuses me, and it really annoys me. You can tell probably that it's getting on my nerves. Welcome to What Grinds My Gears with Tom Jackson. But that's yes, basically is what I'm saying, Jenny. Yes, it makes sense, and I agree. But if they just need to move, they just need to do the thing, and hopefully we'll figure out a way of getting them to do the thing sooner rather than later. So if anybody else is getting in touch today, the place to head is Twitter and Facebook. Leave a comment on the posts. They are pinned to the top of our profiles, and I'll be sharing my favourites for the remainder of the show. It's 11 minutes to 7, and I think we have a little bit of time for a bonus story. Now, this one's all about Katy Perry. I know everyone's favourite pop singer, Katy Perry. So she's had to actually pay out, or I believe it's her label, or like something to do with Katy Perry, her label or her. Explicitly clear, but it was Katy Perry or Katy Perry's people have had to pay out £450,000 to a Christian rapper after being successfully sued for copying in her 2013 single Dark Horse. Although the argument was actually about the production of the song, the backing track, it was actually Katy and those who wrote the lyrics of the song who were held liable, as well as those who produced the background. And in the trial, Katy Perry had said that she'd never heard the song by the rapper Flame, featuring a very similar instrumental to her own song. And to me, this brings up an interesting debate, because with music, there have been a lot of stories of people creating similar sounding songs by complete coincidence or through legitimate sampling. One example of the sampling that comes to mind is when Will Smith sampled Stevie Wonder's I Wish in his song Wild Wild West, and they sound very, very, very similar. And it kind of made me think, because there are only so many chords. And at this point, I wouldn't be surprised if we are beginning to kind of go over old ground when it comes to music, because we're at the point where we've done a lot of the different things, because, you know, there's only so many combinations that sound real nice. And I wouldn't be surprised if we are at the beginning or have completely exhausted all the possible combinations of lovely, lovely, spicy chords. And so what I wanted to ask is, do you think that Katy Perry being sued here was the right course to take? Or in the kind of state we're in, where we've done so many, music has existed for quite a while, I'll have you know. And do you think it's unrealistic to expect to have exclusive kind of copyright over a tune when other people may come up with something similar or the same by complete coincidence? It's quite an interesting one, and it's something that I've been thinking about since reading the story, and I want to know what you think. You can let me know, of course, in all the usual ways. Leave a comment on any IMO-related post, and I'll see to it that I share my favourites in next week's show. Now, to take us up to I think it's 8 minutes to 7, and I'm running out of time. I'm running out of all the time. It's gone so quickly. I'll just do a double check, make sure nobody's got in touch anymore on the top story. Okay. Well, to be honest, looking at the time, I don't really have any time to go through stuff. So, with that said, that is all I have time for this week. And I will be back next week with another installment of IMO. And I will be back. I will be back next week on Monday evenings with the IMO show. I'm also going to be on Thursday afternoons from 1 p.m. with my new co-host Hannah Collinson. Thank you for joining the team. We'll be talking to Isaac Lethbridge, the youth MP, Owen Buchan. I may be pronouncing that wrong. I do apologise if I am. Chair of the Isle of Wight Youth Council, and another youth councillor, Joe, will be coming in. We'll be talking about all their work and what they do. So that's not one to miss. I'll see you on Thursday if you're up for a bit of that. And as I said, I'll be back next week, Monday, with another IMO show. Next on Vectis Radio, of course, there is much more to come. Ernie is waiting in the wings, ready to come in to take you for the next 2 hours from 7 till 9 o'clock with all that jazz, taking you on a jazz journey through the ages. And a bit later, if you're staying a bit later again, we've got Harry and Edna with the Home Front repeat that is on from 9 until 10 tonight. Loads of classic wireless sounds from the 20s and 30s there for you. If you're staying up much too late, if I do say so myself, we've got 80s and 90s bangers all the way through the night. If you're getting up tomorrow morning, of course, there is Hello Vectis from 7. And, of course, Ian is covering the breakfast show this week for Dom. He will be on your radios from 8. So that is all from me. I'll be back next week on the IMO show. If I don't see you on Thursday, I'll see you then. To take us up to the news For 7 o'clock, let's listen to a bit of John Newman with Come and Get It, and maybe a bit of Julie Covington after that. See you next week. Ernie's up next. Don't go anywhere.
Like what you heard? Want to get more? Tune in to the IMO show every Monday from 6 to 7 p.m. See you there.